Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I have a very important show today. I mean, this may be one of the most important shows I've had in a long time because everybody that watches this show, you know, we are all about the family. We love talking about mothers and fathers and children and the way in which the community can come together to make a great, great society if we all pitch in and we bring light into the world. And I've been able to bring on the show today somebody that I call a light giver. His name is Mr. Tom Swansiger, and he's the CEO of a great company called Father to Father. And when you hear about what they're doing, what this company is doing in South Carolina, they're changing lives. I mean, what they're doing for fathers and families is absolutely remarkable. Plus, I asked Tom to bring a couple of his site directors on the show as well, because they're unique and very important people that are also making a difference every single day they go to work with Father to Father. Hey, Tom, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Hey, Andy, thanks so much for having us on. We really appreciate it so we can be able to spotlight the great work we're doing here in South Carolina.
Yeah, it's really great to have you on the show, Tom. Let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet. Let's get started. Tell us about what you're doing at Father to Father, and then we'll talk about what you're doing to change the world in such a positive way.
So here at Father to Father, we are helping fathers in the Lowcountry be a positive and consistent presence in their children's lives. We know and recognize how important it is to have a father figure in a child's life. By having a father in a child's life, the children are more likely to graduate high school. They're less likely to go to jail. They are better positioned to be good parents themselves, and they're more likely to succeed in life. We're not just helping fathers become re-engaged. We're really focusing on the next generation, helping to break the cycle and allowing children a real good roadmap to be successful in life. So at the end of the day, yes, we want fathers to be a huge part of their children's lives, but we also want to uplift the children and make sure that they are seated for success later in life.
Yeah, it's so powerful what you're doing. Of course, your mission of strengthening families through father engagement. That's really the core of what you guys do. And it's your goal, of course, to help men in your community to be great dads. I mean, it's so powerful and what you're doing is so exciting. Sean, let's bounce over to you just for a minute. You're a site director, Sean. You're right in the middle of it. You're helping so many fathers. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Sean, let's get your perspective about what you do at Father to Father. Tell us about what your sort of job responsibility is over there working with Tom and the other great people at your company.
Absolutely. So kind of what I do is what we do here is we really serve, open ourselves to be able to serve fathers in whatever way they need assistance. So fathers come to us at different places in their lives. You know, we have some fathers who come from homes where they grew up without fathers, but we do have some fathers who did not. They did have fathers in their homes, but every father has something that brings them here that they need, something to just help them to get further engaged and help them to be able to be the fathers that they're trying to be. And so what we do is we immediately, once we meet with them, is we create a one-man plan where we begin to identify what it is that you're looking to accomplish here that's going to allow you to be the best father that you can be. And so my role is really just to make sure that we surround them with services and build as many contact and partnerships that we can, so that whatever a father comes here with, whatever that need may be, that they can feel the hope that regardless if you felt like you weren't able to have that need met other places, we want to be a place where we meet fathers where they are.
Yeah, it's so interesting that you mentioned that, of course, Sean. And the fathers that come to you, are they in the family? Are they outside the family? Are they trying to get back into the family? How does it all work? Where do they stand in the family unit right now?
Yes, it's different for each father. We have some fathers who all of them are non-custodial fathers. So they are not in the home with the children. But we have some who have that relationship where they aren't able to see their children at all. So we're able to assist them with filing for like visitation and going with them through that entire process so that they'll be able to understand the rights that they have as fathers, so that they'll be able to be there for their children. And then we have those who just need to build a better relationship with their child and the custodial parent. So we serve those as well. So it's kind of different for each father, but that's what we really pride ourselves on being able to do, is just whatever that need is, we're going to be able to help you with it.
Yeah, Sean, I love it so much. Now let's bounce over to Vincent. Vincent is, you know, on the ground. He's a site director as well. Vincent, what does your day look like? Let's talk about like what your day looks like working at the Father to Father Inc. And how many people are you touching in a day, and how many fathers are you talking to?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. The typical day comes in when we get in the morning. Sometime we start at 9 o'clock, sometime before. We get in and the phone start ringing. You know, we're in contact with participants, people that are fathers that want to have a better life and want to address some issues that have hindered them from not spending more time with their children. Issues such as employment, issues such as transportation, education. And usually we tell them about our program. We tell them what's going on. The eligibility process. We also let them know that we have resources here that will help change not only your life, but the lives of your children and your family as well. And so once that happens, we set up a date for them to come in and we do an interview. And after we interview them, we run a criminal history. If they are eligible, then we set up what you call an intake process. And that process is when they come in for about 2 hours. We look at what their needs are. We look at, like Sean said earlier, doing a one-man plan. We have them take ownership of their one-man plan. So they know these are the goals that they need to set. These are the goals that they need to accomplish. It all goes to, you know, going through the program, which focuses on parenting and co-parenting, relationship building, financial independence. We have an employability division that focuses on jobs and getting them employed so they can take care of their children, take care of themselves, their children, and their family. And once we go through that intake process, then we start scheduling them for what we call our weekly peer group sessions. Those sessions consist, again, of parenting, co-parenting, relationship building, economic mobility, and health, men's health, focusing on physical and mental health. It's a program that they go through 6 months. And if they're successful, what we have is a huge graduation program to celebrate their success. So, you know, it starts our day, phone calls, contacts, setting up, scheduling interviews, doing intake, and setting them up for weekly peer group sessions.
Wow, Vincent, that's such a big day, and it's such an important day you and Vincent and the entire team put together. Now, Tom, let's go back to Tom just for a minute. Tom, I love this idea of this one-man plan. I mean, that really resonates for me. I mean, that's such an exciting sort of approach, Tom. How did your team come up with that whole idea? Because it's fascinating.
It's a curriculum that we've been using for the past 20 years. So we are a nonprofit organization. So it's something that we've been using over and over again. It really starts because when they come in here, you know, they're embarrassed, they're down, they're out. With that one-man plan really starts to open up the whole person inside them, so to speak. So it really starts to break down the walls and the barriers that they're facing, let them see what they want to accomplish in their lives. I mean, the transformation that we see over the 6 month period in our program, once a participant walks through our door, they don't pay for anything at all. The program is free of charge for anyone that qualifies for our program. So we're able to do that through active fundraising in the community, outside the community, just because we feel so strongly that them developing their own one-man plan, it's personal to them, but they're also checking in with their interventionists and the site directors that are under their caseloads. So they're checking in, they're following in that one-man plan. They cannot graduate our programs while all those boxes are checked off. And then they have a clear understanding of that coming in here. So having them develop that one-man plan, it's personal to them. It talks about the successes that they want as an individual and what they want to gain out of our program. So all we always ask them, we say, just give us your time and your commitment, and we're going to make you a better person at the end of the day. And it saves taxpayer dollars. We get people back to work. We find them employment. If they're underemployed, we find them careers. That's what it's all about. So we want them to be successful in the long run. And that's just proving to them that they can be successful, and then proving to their children that they want to be in their lives and they want their children to see a positive role model.
Yeah, Tom, it's so powerful. I love hearing this story. It's so good. Let's get back to Sean. Now, Sean, let's talk about it, because you probably have some fathers that come and they say, hey, I just want to be a better father, right? But then you might have some fathers that come that may say, hey, you know, my employment situation's not good. I need some help with this. I need some help with that. Maybe, you know, I feel like maybe I'm having too many beers at nighttime. I want to get myself like really back on the road to where I need to go. Do you handle that full spectrum, that full umbrella? Let's talk about how that works, if you don't mind, Sean, because that would be fascinating.
Absolutely. So, yes, sir. And so that's why we take that holistic approach to everything that we do. And we're addressing the relationship side of it. We're addressing the economic side of it. We're addressing the health side of it. And so we're bringing all of these things together. That's what really allows us to serve any father that comes through our door. And so that's what's so amazing about it, especially when at our peer group sessions, because we have fathers in our peer group sessions, from the college educated person who is, you know, making plenty of money. Money is not the issue for him. To that father who, you know, is struggling for job skills and things of that sort. So we have all the fathers from every different, you know, perspective in that one setting, and they're able, you know, to feed off each other. We don't when we have our peer group session, we say we're not there to teach. We're there to facilitate, which means to make easy. So we just want to help fathers be able to navigate, you know, what they're going through. And so that's why it's such a just incredible, just the community that we're able to offer them.
Yeah, it's so great. I know Tom is so honored and so excited and really just so proud of the entire team. Of course, you and Vincent are part of that team. Vincent, let's talk about now a father that comes to you, and he's separate from the family. Okay. When we talk about, let's say there's a mother and a couple kids, how receptive is the mother and the couple kids to having the father sort of come back into the family or come back into the lives if they've been sort of estranged after coming through your program?
Well, you know, sometimes the mother is not so accepted of that. And so what we do is we build this father up. We build this individual up. We, you know, the parenting, co-parenting curriculum that we teach how to be a better father, how to communicate better with their child and the child's mom. You know, we eliminate those barriers. We look at those barriers that are hindering them from becoming successful. And the relationship, we have a healthy relationship component that addresses, you know, how to get along and get better and build a better relationship with their child and their mom. So once that happens, then, you know, they have the tools to reconnect. And then what we also do is try to be in contact with the child's mom as well to let them know, hey, you know, your child's father was in our program. You know, we want to reconnect, you know, that child to that father and build that family up, because, you know, we've addressed those barriers that have hindered this father from becoming a better father to their child and co-parenting with the child's mom. So, you know, we put them through these weekly pair sessions to address these needs so that, you know, it can strengthen the father. And when you strengthen fathers, you strengthen families. And that's what we do.
I love it. When you strengthen fathers, you strengthen families. Tom, let's look at utopia just for a minute, because I think it'd be interesting to ask you this question. If all fathers and mothers and children were together in this utopian society, of course it doesn't exist, right? But if it did, if fathers and mothers and families were all together as a unit and they stayed as a unit, what do you think the world would look like right now, Tom?
It'd be a much better place. It definitely would. I mean, you know, the statistics don't lie. So, you know, with the research that shows when fathers involved, like I said, their children are 2 times likely to go to college. They're 80% less likely to spend any time in jail. They're 75% less likely to experience teen pregnancy. When a dad isn't there, it's a different picture. So 71% of all high school dropouts are associated with children not having a father in a home. 90% of homeless and runaway children constitute from a father not being in a home. 63% of youth suicides are contributed to fathers not being in a home. So the statistics are there, the research is there, and it doesn't lie. So our goal is really to bring that family back together. And as Vincent said, when you talk about, you know, the relationship building that we do, we actually invite the children's mother to come in and sit in those sessions so they can hear the dad for the first time talk about the struggles that they were having and kind of start to admit, like, hey, it's a two-way street. It's not just me. I've done some wrong, but there's some, you know, we need to come together for the betterment of the child. You know, and just having those dads in those peer sessions together. So they are all going through the same kind of deal. So they're able to bounce different kinds of scenarios off each other. And then they're able to build upon success stories that each other are having just from those peer sessions. So it's just such an important work just to make sure that we have dads in, you know, in the home. And we're lucky here at Father to Father that the team here, Sean, Vincent, are great dads and great role models. I can say that just because they're my peeps, but they really are. They bring their children to our events. You know, Sean's daughter is trying to take over my job. So I came in my office, she's sitting in my chair. So, but it's a wonderful family that we have here, but we have such great role models from all of our team that are parents here. They're all positive, you know, positive role models in their families. And some of our team here have even gone through our program and they're able to build upon that. And then going through our program, want to be part of our team to make a difference in these other fathers' lives. So they can speak to it too. It's not just, you know, Vincent and Sean or any of our other interventionists, Lauren and Tori going up there and just, you know, running the show and talking and dealing with them. They're speaking from the heart because they too are all good parents.
Yeah, Tom. And this is a free community-based service that supports the fathers and their families. I mean, this is remarkable. We need one of these in every community throughout the country. I can imagine, you know, Sean and Vincent going out maybe to California and starting one out there one day, you know, maybe in the sunshine. Now, listen. Sean, let's talk about some success stories, okay? Sean, tell me a success story. Tell me one of your great successes. You know, don't use any names, but give us high level what that success story looks like.
Absolutely. And so just recently, so we have a parent-child activity every 6 weeks. After every component, we host an event that we fully sponsor and pay for to eliminate any reason why a father can't be there and have an awesome time with their children. And so at our one that we did in December, we focused it around the Christmas holiday and everything. And so at that event, we had two fathers. One father, when he entered our program, he hadn't seen his child in about 6 months. And what the reason why, at that time, he had supervised visitation. But as you may or may not know, supervised visitation can be an expensive thing to do. It can cost over $100 to pay someone to be able to sit with you while you have that visitation. And so he was just simply not able to afford it. And so we were able to fund that and pay for that and have him to have his child at that parent-child activity. And the relationship that and the excitement that were on that child and that father's face was just so very incredible to see it. And then for the other participant who was there as well, same thing, except the custodial parent brought the children and the custodial parent stayed at the parent-child activity. And just to see them, you know, getting along together and both doing this together, it just represents so very well what we're trying to accomplish here.
Yeah, that's great, Sean. And Vincent, let's bounce to you for a minute, because I would imagine with all the great work you're doing out there that you've seen some children have a giant smile, a glee in their face, you know, from what you're doing, you know, bringing the father that wants to be engaged back in the family. Vincent, maybe you could talk about sort of the impact on the children.
It's a great impact. Sure, it's a great impact on the children because, you know, when they're the father's back in the children's lives, you know, I've seen it where children's, you know, education improved. They're feeling more positive about themselves. They feel like, you know, if a dad's in their life and, you know, we know that, you know, kids think, you know, who's their first superhero? Their father. That's their first superhero. And so, you know, having a father there and back in their lives builds confidence, when in dealing with their peers in school, confidence in education, there's confidence all over. I'll share with you a situation where we usually have a graduation completion. It's called completion ceremony. And so in Charleston and Berkeley. And so we tell our fathers that's graduating, you can bring your children and, you know, your wives or the children, your child's mom to the completion ceremony. So a couple of times we've seen them bring their kids. Some of them haven't reconnected their kids since they were in the program. And there's one particular situation, he hadn't seen his kid in a while and they reconnected toward the end of the program. They came into the completion ceremony and all that kid wanted to do was, you know, hang around daddy, kid was like 4 or 5 years old, but the smile, the engagement, the kid, you know, knowing that, you know, my father's, you know, here with me, my father's back in my life. You know, it just does something to me too as well. And I can speak, and I probably for Sean and Tom, you know, it's just an emotional experience when you see a father, a child, you know, gravitating back to the father and the father's engaged back in the child's life. And that smile that child has, you know, that's priceless. You can't put a price on that. So for me, it's fulfilling, to be honest with you.
I love it so much. Of course, I'm going to bounce back to Tom in just a minute to finish out the show. I know you've only sliced out a certain amount of time. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship. But Vincent, thank you for coming on the show today. It's been great to have you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, before we bounce back to Tom, let's go to Sean. Sean, I have to tell you, over your shoulder, you've got a sign that says, I think it says Panthers. So let's talk a little bit. Let's talk football just for a minute. Is that the football team you're talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right. I love it. I love it. So you must be a Panthers fan. So listen, what can you take from your love of football that, you know, you bring into the entrepreneurial world? What can you learn from football and sports? Maybe you played some, you know, and you look like a big guy. Maybe you did play some sports. What can you take from that sport background, you know, that you've brought into Father to Father Inc.?
Absolutely. And I use it. I love to use those as, scenarios in session, is that unless you have the whole team buy-in, it's hard to accomplish that ultimate goal of winning the Super Bowl, winning that championship. And so I compare that to parenting and co-parenting, is that, you know, we need the point guard as much as we need the shooting guard. You know, we need everybody working together towards that goal. And that's when we're able to create as much success as possible. And even when you think about some of the good teams, they might not have necessarily been able to get along the best, you know, like, you know, at times with Shaq had some issues with Kobe, Jordan with Pippen, but when they worked together, they were able to achieve that ultimate goal.
Yeah, I love it. That's great. That's super good. Well, listen, Sean, thank you very much for coming on the show. This has been an awesome experience for us to hear from you and Vincent, guys on the front line. So thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Tom, let's bounce back to Tom. Tom, you know, we have a lot of entrepreneurs that watch the show and younger entrepreneurs as well. And they're hitting a roadblock in their business. They hit a brick wall. They hit a pothole. Sometimes they freeze. They don't know what to do. I'm hoping to end the show, Tom. You can give some advice to the younger entrepreneurs about what it takes to get through those tough times in business as an entrepreneur and come out the other end, you know, smelling like a rose.
Definitely. Well, first, Andy, I got to just showcase a real winning team. So go Bucks. Sorry, Sean. No, I mean, definitely. I mean, I think it's all about, you know, I always say, you know, dream work makes teamwork. And I'm lucky enough to have Sean and Vincent and their team. It, you know, when you hit those roadblocks, I think Sean and Vincent will tell you, we face things together. Not a decision is made for our organization without everyone's input, pretty much. But when we're all together, the three of us really are making the decisions together. So we're all on the same page. You know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, two heads are better than one and five heads are better than two. So it's really, you know, you want everyone's input, because my idea might be a good one, but with my associates' input, it becomes a great idea, and we're able to move forward. A prime example of that is we're looking to opening up our third site in Beaufort County in South Carolina, and you know, the three of us have been instrumental in doing that. It's just not me. I wish I could take all the credit for everything, but I can't. I have a wonderful, wonderful team that is hardworking and is committed to making a difference in fathers' lives and in children's lives. And without them, we wouldn't be able to move the organization forward, as well as, you know, the funding that we get from people that watch your show. You know, that is essential for us to continue to provide services for free for all of these dads. It's the fundraising dollars that we get. So I encourage anyone really to go to our website, please. Feel free to donate as much as you'd like. We're always willing and happy. And if anybody ever wants to get involved with us, just reach out and let us know. We're always looking for successful mentors for our fathers, you know, linking them together with other folks that need people to start new careers, willing to give people a second chance, just so they can be positive influences in their children's lives, because that's ultimately what's really, really important.
So powerful. Of course, Tom and the entire team, you've done such a great job. Father to Father Inc. You know, for the fathers watching the show, you know, in the area, they've got the famous one-man plan. They're going to do everything they can to really help you change your life. Tom, you know, you showed the Ohio State University Cup, of course. And, you know, I'm a University of Michigan guy, so you know, this just shows that University of Michigan guys and Ohio State guys can get along in a great conversation and do some positive for the world. And that's what it's all about. Tom, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, bringing Sean and Vincent on. This has been a remarkable show, and I'm just delighted and honored to see what you're doing. And we're going to watch what you do in the future, bring you back on the show again. And congratulations on Father to Father Inc., Tom. It's remarkable.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you so much for having us today.